bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
I didn't know that at all. Did you know that there were donuts here? Vic? I'll turn on all the mics so that no matter where...
I did know that there was donuts here, actually.
Why didn't you tell me? I've been here since 10 o'clock.
Because you need to stop eating because your ass is getting a bit fatter.
Oh! Okay. Fair enough.
Actually, guys, it's kind of hanging over the chair. I wish you guys could see
it. Okay. Cool.
So fat. Massive.
Shut the fuck up. I know that. I saw that room of broken... Oh, I can't say that.
Nothing happened. One.
Saw that room. Broken chairs. All the chairs that you broke.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
The chairs that you broke with your immense weight.
Actually, I did that one time.
You really?
And it was a metal chair.
You broke a metal chair.
I know. How is that possible? I don't know.
This is your immense girth. You're so short, and you have so much weight that like your body can't contain it because you're not tall enough to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You eat your own babies. So.
I do.
It's true. It's true, and that's how we'll start off this week's edition of We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR.
BBC Radio.
In Vancouver. Cool, thanks. In Vancouver. Get your own freaking show.
Working on it. Not really, but...
No, you're not. No, you're not. If anything, you're working during my show.
Like, it's very important work. Sure. Not finance, though, guys. Finance, I passed my last exam.
That's cool. Cool. I'm sure they really want to know that.
If you guys need accounting help... or something.
Don't
I'm not
us.
The person to go to.
We were just talking about awkward situations and how much I dearly love them.
What makes you guys feel awkward?
I don't. This is not an open mic show. We are not doing this. I'm not turning this towards the callers. No, let's not do this.
Why not?
Because you're just going to get the weirdos calling in.
So are you insinuating that only weirdos call into your show?
No. No, I'm just saying, if you bring up topics like that, you're going to get the people that want to talk about the topic for 2 freaking hours.
What defines weird, Marielle?
The people that call in and want to talk about the topic for 2 hours.
I think we should delve in a bit deeper than that.
Wait, what are you, Dr. Phil? Like, I don't...
Call me Victoria.
Call me... Just leave.
So Marielle started playing the boyfriend game today, but I won't delve into that either.
Cause... Yeah, let's not do that. It was such a stupid game.
No, you like it.
Oh, you made it up.
No,
you made
it up.
It's a terrible game. It's pointing out the ugly people that we see, going like, oh, it's your boyfriend. Yeah. It's like something I would do if I was like in grade 5.
Don't tell me you weren't entertained thoroughly for an hour and a half.
It wasn't an hour and a half.
Hour.
Whatever. Whatever. I played... Turbonegro off of their new album Retox. That song was called Hell to Pay. And I also just remembered this morning that because I am so good, I'm so on top of things, I totally forgot to post my podcast and my playlist online last week. I think I did. So if you were checking up for that and you didn't find it, it's because I didn't post it. It's not like it didn't happen. It happened. It's just I dropped the ball. Don't know why.
What are you thinking, man?
I don't know. I haven't even done anything this week. I haven't gone anywhere. Just been going to work. You know, keeping it real.
Playing with things.
If you mean by Guitar Hero, yeah.
Sweet.
But I also took a little internet hiatus for like five. I wasn't on the internet for like 4 or 5 days straight. And I just like logged on this morning to like my email or like Facebook or whatever. It's like I had like 40 new emails. It's like, oh, what the crap? Like it was all
You're a very wanted person.
No, right, it wasn't even like personal emails. Oh. It was just like crap that I usually sort through on a daily basis that didn't seem like a lot that just piled up.
Happens.
Yeah, it does. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. Anyways, today's show. Today's show. Let that be a lesson. New stuff, old stuff. Yeah, it's called We All Fall Down. That's
CITR.
Yep, that's the station that we're on, Victoria. Way to be...
On the ball?
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Remember to podcast your show.
I will. I will. Remind me to do that later. If you wanted to call in and place a request during this lovely hour... The lovely Victoria will answer your phone call and perhaps try to entice you into some kind of awkward conversation that you won't want to get into.
Okay.
But anyways, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And the whole number spells out UBC-CITR for those who are bad with numbers. Like apparently Victoria, she can't do finance homework.
But I did pass.
Okay.
Actually, during your show next week, I will be writing my exam for finance, so...
No.
No, I don't even know what I'm playing.
Okay. Cool. Sweet. Anyways, I found out that the Cancer Bats are coming back to Vancouver, which I'm quite excited about. I just saw their music video for Pneumonia Hawk, and it features a little somebody named George from Alexis on Fire, and they're all lumberjacks, and they're all like chugging maple syrup and chopping wood.
That sounds wicked.
Yeah, it's a pretty good video. And then they make fun of Dallas Green at the end, which is pretty good.
Really?
Which is also pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll let you watch it later. I might even play that little bit at the end of the video for you on this show.
Nice.
As I like to do, you know? play clips off of YouTube, and then describe what we are watching. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to play some Cancer Bats because they are coming to Vancouver with Gallows and This Is Hell. They're playing at the Plaza Club in January. I'll give you the exact details later when I do my concert listings. And then maybe after the Cancer Bats, we'll play some Gallows. And then maybe some This Is Hell. Maybe, maybe not. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out. How about some Cancer Bats right now on We All Fall Down? Ah!
Been the result of all these ridiculously rad bands playing at Shindig?
A lot of great new tunes and a lot of beverage intake?
That's true, Bubby, but the most important result has yet to be determined. At finals, come out to the Railway Club and watch the best local bands compete for their chance to win at CRTR's biggest live music event of the year.
Is he talking about those bands playing Tuesday, December 4th at the Railway Club?
Show starts at 9:30 p.m. at the Railway Club. Come out, hear the music, enjoy the atmosphere, and get ready to enter the lion's den of glorious music heaven!
Some of our sponsors include the Railway Club, Buckville Studios, Mint Records, Scratch Records, The Hive Recording Studios, Backline Musician Services, Zulu Records, CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Discorder, Canadian Music Week, Bader Master Studios, and Band Merc Canada.
Wow.
Band merch.
Band merch is merch. Sponsor.
Merch.
Merch. Merch. Oh, I'm taking my fucking face! I wouldn't let Dead Air run on for that long.
Yeah.
I'm not that unprofessional. I know I do suck at putting on a show, but, you know, I won't let Dead Air run for that long.
You make pretty good t-shirts, though, I gotta say.
I suppose. I guess so. If I'm not rushed for time. Yeah, hopefully all of you have gotten your t-shirts by now. I would have hoped. Sent them in the mail last week, and you guys all live in the vicinity of Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, so I'm assuming everyone has gotten their t-shirts. If you haven't yet, for some reason, you haven't received your t-shirt, give me a call in the studio, and I will
see my t-shirt.
What?
Nothing.
Shut up. There's a... No, please don't. Don't leave. Don't leave me.
I'm gonna leave you.
Thank you. I just played Gallows off of their album Orchestra of Wolves. That song's called Rolling with the Punches, and I played them because they are, of course, coming to open up for the Cancer Bats in January at the Plaza Club. Them and This Is Hell are going to be opening for the Cancer Bats, and I was going to follow up with some music by This Is Hell, but I was too lazy. I mean, I couldn't find the CD. I'm sure that's what it was. Let's just say that. And before Gallows, I played the Cancer Bats off of their album Birthing of the Giant. That song was called Butterscotch. Hi, Allison. Do you have an important message for our listeners? No.
She just likes staring
okay.
at you.
I just like staring at you too, Victoria. Just, don't we all? Don't we all? Maybe it's that all that space that you take up all the time. Is that like,
breaking
metal chairs? I don't even know. If it was from IKEA, maybe I'd understand
it. It was definitely one of those like unbreakable res chairs.
Apparently not. Oh, really?
I know. You know those ones with metal bars that should probably will.
The chairs that she's talking about have like metal bars reinforcing the legs.
Yeah. Like, and it pretty much would survive.
Yeah, the nuclear attack, holocaust. Yeah. Like, it would survive the reckoning.
Yeah.
It would be those, like, at the ends spam of the world. And, like, yes. Twinkie bars.
All it'll just
Twinkies
in a row.
And the chairs.
Yes.
But apparently you broke one.
I did. Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Actually, I really don't care. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I would have kept it. Yeah. Maybe, if I had the space.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it one of those times when you were a bit hitting... drinking? Are you doing that? Because we all know what happens when you do that too much.
I was actually studying.
Sure you were.
No.
Studying.
Studying economics.
Studying the
bottle? Microeconomics. Oh. I was actually studying economies of scale. And
sure
it broke.
You were. Let that be a message to you guys.
Economies of scale dangerous.
Apparently.
They break chairs.
I guess so. What was I going to say? Oh. Playlist bands that I'm playing. This week I will put my playlist online. I promise you that. God, I hope I remember. I post my playlist on the internet at the domain name www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com.
Woo!
Woo! And last week's playlist is not there because I effed up, but this week's will be. Promise they'll be there. The next band that I'm going to play is a band called The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. H.P. Lovecraft? Anybody? Horror writer? Master horror writer from like 1910s and 20s? Around there? Something like that. It was around that time? I don't really know. Sure, let's say that time. Wrote Call of Cthulhu? Yes? Maybe there's some sci-fi geeks out there? Fantasy geeks? You know what I'm talking about? For those that do not know, Cthulhu, it's like, I don't know how to explain it quickly. I would say, I don't know, Satan's octopus, maybe? I don't know, an evil guy, bad dude, rose from the depths of the ocean, and he's kind of like all gross and slimy, face of a squid with tentacles and dragon wings and claws, and he's slimy and shit. Yeah, pretty awesome stuff. Short stories. By H.P. Lovecraft. Some good reading. Apparently these guys love H.P. Lovecraft so much that they made a band called The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. So I'm going to play some music off of this album and then maybe get into some new hives, maybe. I have a CD here by a band called Enter Shikari. And I haven't listened to it yet, but they are coming to Vancouver. So maybe I'll give that a little spin, and if I deem it appropriate... maybe you'll hear it on this here show. But for now, how about some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets on CITR?
Every time that they think the plan's the plan.
Going to play that band Enter Shikari. Gave it a little listen. Maybe I didn't give it enough of a listen, but I'm not going to play them. They are coming to Vancouver, though, I believe in January. I'll check up on that and tell you in just a sec. They are playing, I believe, at the Plaza Club with Fake Shark Real Zombie. I heard it's probably going to be a good show. Let's just say that they remind me of Horse the Band, but I would prefer to listen to Horse the Band. Let's just say that. And so instead, let's play some Black Lips.
Yeah! sold your life away.
I just realized the lyrics in that song. There's a line in that song. Yeah. I found out recently that you are Lee Ving. Yeah, you guys ever heard of Fear?
The guy from Fear, he's like 90.
Fear, it's a punk band. Lee Ving was a singer. Hey, I don't know.
He's like 800 years old now.
I lost track of what I was doing because I realized I found out you were Lee Ving.
Make it.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was Bison, or as Luke Meat likes to say, Bison? Bison? Off of their Earthbound EP, that song was called Cancer Rat. Before Bison, I played... Oh, where'd it go? Alkaline Trio. That was a live version of Mr. Chainsaw. That song you can originally find on their album From Here to Infirmary, but the live version is off of their album Scraps, which is actually, when you buy their B-sides and rarities compilation album thingy, I don't even remember what it's called. It's the last thing that they put out and came with the DVD. If you... Okay. You have to download this, like, codex thing off of their website or their MySpace and print it out and cut out little holes and then use it as, like, a decoder or something in the pamphlet that's in the CD that you just bought. And it gives you, like, an address or a password and a username. I don't remember, but I did it. And then you can go and download some more tracks. And most of them are live. Some of them are covers. There's a cover of the Psychedelic Furs Heaven in there. It's a live cover. And that was one of the songs that I got to download was Mr. Chainsaw Live. And you know what? I'm pretty sure if you're really good friends with the internet will give it to you for free in a certain sense. Before Alkaline Trio, I played The Black Lips off of their album Good, Bad, Not Evil. That song was called Oh, Katrina. Before The Black Lips, The Wednesday Night Heroes. Off of their album Guilty Pleasures, that song was called Desperation. And I started off that set, I believe. Nope. Sorry, I played The Hives before that. I played The Hives off of the Black and White album, which is their newest album. That song was called Return, the favorite track that I quite liked, I must say. The Hives came to Vancouver. They opened for Maroon 5. I really wanted to go, but I couldn't justify it, and I would probably just be really cranky and angry the whole time. One, because I think it was at the Peony Forum. Two, it was really expensive. And three, the crowd would be there for Maroon 5. So it just didn't happen. I'm kind of bummed, and I hope they come back for their own headlining tour so that I can go see them. Please, Hives, back to Vancouver without Maroon 5 this time. Try our best. And I started off that set with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album The Shadow Out of Tim. That song was called Footnote, Sleestak, and Yeti. Yes. You can check out my playlists online every week. Not every week. Not last week's. But this week's. The website is www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you go to citr.ca, you can download podcasts of my show, except not last week's, because I forgot to put it up. Because I'm awesome like that. How about shows? How about some concert listings and shows and maybe events that you would like or love to check out? I highly recommend going to shows. I really love it. I fell out of it for a while. I don't know, it was like the dark ages of my life. Stopped going to shows for a long time, and I just realized now that like it really, really sucked. But the last show that I went to was at the Cobalt last Friday. I went to the Cobalt to see the Hits and the Jolts and a couple other crust punk bands. And it turned out to be so good. It turned out to be a great show. The last show that the Jolts were playing a long time because I think they're taking a little break or they're recording or something. And I saw the Hits. That was my first time seeing the Hits, and it was amazing. It was so good that I feel compelled to go to their next show, which is happening, I believe, December 7th. Yes, at Pat's Pub, the Hits are playing with another local band, The Vicious Cycles. So maybe, maybe perhaps you would like to check that out. What else is going on? What's the day today, Luke? 28th?
Yes.
Sure, why not? Let's say that today is the 28th, and indeed, if today is the 28th of November, you can check out Jaws and the Triple Doubles and the Sugar Coated Killers at Hoko's if tonight is the 28th. Maybe that was last night.
It's the
29th. Okay, then that was last night. Then maybe tomorrow, November 30th, you would like to check out the Parallels. They're playing with the Beelines at Pub 340. Thanks, Luke. Parallels, Beelines, and some other band that I don't remember. Pub 340, tomorrow night. What else is going on? Thor is playing at the Backstage Lounge December 1st. The same night, you can check out Alexis on Fire, Anti-Flag, The Bled, and another band. Another band. Seosin was originally on that bill, but they're not playing that show anymore. But you're probably going for Alexis on Fire anyways, aren't you guys? Aren't you? That's happening December 1st at the PNE Forum. Flipping through my little book of shows. Go It Alone is also playing the same night. Go It Alone are playing with a whole bunch of bands, a whole bunch of local, maybe not local, but they're playing with a whole bunch of other hardcore bands, at least five or six others. And that is going down at Seelan Hall December 1st. All ages, straight edge show. All I'm saying. What else is going on? The Rebel Spell is playing at the Cobalt December 8th. Shona Knife is coming to Vancouver. That will be a most spectacular show, if I might say so. Richards on Richards, December 13th. What else is going on? Amon Amarth is playing at the Croatian Cultural Center December 14th with some other bands that I don't remember. And Bison, who I just played for you, are playing also at Pub 340. They're playing with Carpenter and Owl Drugs. That's happening December 15th. The Cancer Bats, like I told you a while ago, they're coming back to Vancouver, headlining show with the Gallows, and This Is Hell, that is happening at the Plaza Club January 17th. What else is going on? Il Scarlet is coming to Vancouver with Protest the Hero, Silverstein, don't know how to say that properly, and The Devil Wears Prada at the Croatian Cultural Center January 28th. And The Cure are coming back to Vancouver. Well, it's been a while since they're here. They're supposed to be here a couple months ago or something, and it got postponed. And so now, the show, The Cure, they're still playing at GM Place, but they're playing May 26th. And I know that's a while away, but I myself am fairly excited about that show. May 26th, The Cure, GM Place. That's about it for shows right now. I didn't do too much thorough research. What else? What am I going to play for you now? We have only... Oh, look, we have like 5 minutes left on the show. Stay tuned to CITR all afternoon. We have Robin, maybe Colin, maybe Don, maybe somebody else, maybe just Robin, maybe not even Robin. The Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, is coming up at 2:00. And then at 3, we have Brendan coming in, maybe with some friends, maybe with no friends, maybe just Brendan, coming in at 3:00 to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR all afternoon. It's going to be rocking. As Duncan likes to say, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. What am I going to play for you now? How about I play some Vandals? It's been a while. I love the Vandals. I'm sure all of you guys do as well. So how about some Vandals on We All Fall Down?
Pretending you're even having fun, you just stand there looking dumb and bored with your thumb in your ass. Get mad for once in your life, before you retire, be the leader of the choir. Set your pubic hair on fire just because you feel like it. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! Wish it could never ever be too loud for me. So help us help you off and fight, cause we're only getting
fist full of dirt. Never learn, get a sunburn, cause it looks good on you. Be them all screaming in the crowd. Hey! The shit could never ever be too loud for me. So let's just help you off and fight, cause we're only getting started. Yeah, we're only getting started. Yeah, we're only getting started. Whether you are right or wrong, someone who opens each and every door. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!